Turning now to the United States, Democrats will kick off the Democratic National Convention week in Colorado later today with formally nominate Barack Obama as the party's candidate for November's presidential election. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
Thousands of members of the U.S. Democratic Party are gathering in the city of Denver at the foothills of the Rocky Mountains to nominate their candidate for the upcoming U.S. election. But Senator Barack Obama is not scheduled to arrive in Colorado until Wednesday and will formally accept the nomination when he addresses the crowd at a football stadium on Thursday.
And I am still tooling around with my speech a little bit. May not be as good as the other headliners the first three nights, but hopefully it'll make clear the choice that the American people are going to face in November.
Mr. Obama's wife, Michelle, will deliver the keynote speech on Monday to her largest TV audience to date. The convention's first-day agenda also includes a video tribute to liberal icon and Massachusetts Senator Edward Kennedy, who is currently battling a malignant brain tumor. On Tuesday, former Virginia Governor Mark Warner will be the keynote speaker on a day devoted to economic issues. New York Senator Hillary Clinton, who narrowly lost the nomination to Obama, will speak as well. Senator Obama's vice presidential running mate, Joseph Biden, will take the stage on Wednesday, focusing on national security. But the highlight will be Obama's Thursday evening speech, which will be his chance to steal the limelight from his Republican rival, Senator John McCain, who has in recent weeks caught up to Obama in the polls. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.